jẹ́ ká gbàdúrà ní ṣókí.
Our blessed Lord, we are grateful to you for another opportunity to open the Bible and read a portion of it and go to the storehouse and feed our souls with the message that you are giving to us to give us rapturing faith at this airtime. We pray the cause of doing it, Lord. May you teach us doctrine. May you rebuke us. May you correct us. May you instruct us unto righteousness, that we might be what you want us to be. It is this message that will make us to be what you want us to be. We are never, never, Lord, disappointed whenever the message tells us what to do at a very particular point in time. Help us, O God, to be dead to ourselves and be alive unto your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
We are traveling to a place where we will never grow old.
Àárín àjò sí ibi kan tí a ò ti ní dògbò mọ́.
You see, as we all seated, so our date of birthday differ from person to person.
Bí a ṣe jókòó tí ọjọ́ ìbí wa tó yàtọ̀ lólúkúlùkù wa.
It's different from husband and wife.
Tí ọkọ yàtọ̀ sí ti aya.
I took 5 years from my wife.
Olùṣọ́àgùtàn náà gba ọdún márùn-ún. Wọ́n fi ju ìyàwó wọn lọ.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
That as we came.
Bí a ṣe wá lólúkúlùkù wa.
That is how we be going one by one.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni ní ọ̀kọ̀ọ̀kan a máa padà.
But the assurance is this.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìdánilójú náà ni pé.
According to the plan and the program of Jehovah.
Níbàámu pẹ̀lú ètò Jehovah.
There is going to be a meeting place.
Ibì kan wà tá ó ti pàdé o.
Where we will never part no more.
Níbi tí a ò ti ní yára mọ́.
We will spend eternity together.
A wà níbẹ̀ ní gbogbo àìnípẹ̀kun.
Whether the devil like it.
Bóyá Sàtánì fẹ́ o.
He doesn't like it.
Àbí o kò fẹ́ o.
It is the program of God.
Ó jẹ́ ètò Ọlọ́run.
And it must come to pass.
Ó sì gbúdọ̀ wá sí ìmúṣẹ.
Like I said in the Sunday school.
Yẹ́ mo ṣe sọ fún wa nílé ẹ̀kọ́ ọjọ́ ìsinmi.
Brother Abraham said.
Akínbá wí pé.
If Satan is not pursuing you.
Bí Sàtánì ò bá máa lépa rẹ.
It means that he has gotten you.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé ọwọ́ rẹ ti tẹ̀ ọ́.
Because he cannot get us.
Sọ pé kò ọwọ́ rẹ ò lè tẹ̀ wá.
He's always after us.
Nígbà gbogbo ni ó máa lépa wa.
You cannot be too spiritual.
O lè jẹ́ ní ẹ̀mí tó bẹ́ẹ̀.
I say the devil will not come to you.
O wá sọ pé Sàtánì ò ní lépa rẹ.
The man who is our leader?
Ẹni tó jẹ́ adarí wa.
Who is our creator?
Tó jẹ́ adẹ́dá wa.
Who is our redeemer?
Tó jẹ́ olùràpadà wa.
Who is our provider?
Tó jẹ́ ẹni tí pèsè fún wa.
Who is our guide?
Tó jẹ́ ẹni tí ṣamọ̀nà wa.
Who is our everything?
Tó jẹ́ gbogbo nínú gbogbo fún wa.
He had the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Ó ní ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ Ọlọ́run nínú rẹ̀ nínú ara.
Yes, sir, dwelling in him.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ó ń gbé inú rẹ̀.
When Jesus was on earth.
Nígbà tí Jésù wà lórí ayé.
He was in heaven.
Ó wà lọ́rùn bákan náà.
At the same time.
Ní àkókò kan náà.
Omnipresence God.
Ó wà níbi gbogbo nígbà gbogbo.
Satan was not afraid of him.
Síbẹ̀ ẹ̀rù rẹ̀ ò bá Sàtánì.
He came.
Ó tọ̀ ọ́ wá.
Say you are just finished fasting now.
Ó ní ó ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ gbà wẹ̀ tán.
Are you hungry?
Ibi sì ń pa ọ́.
If you are truly the son of God, you see these stones, turn them to be bread. Make you chop. You think Jesus could not have done that? There's no impossibility with God. No impossibility with God. Chop all pain. Amen. In the house of Abraham, when the people visited him.
Nígbà tí àwọn àlejò yìí bẹ̀ wò.
And two of them went to Sodom.
Tí méjì nínú wọn lọ sí Sodomu.
And then one of them stayed with Abraham.
Ìkan nínú wọn dúró ti Abrahamu.
The one that stayed with Abraham was Elohim himself.
Ìtò dúró ti Abrahamu yóò jẹ́ Elohim.
He said, "Where is your wife, Sarah?"
Ó níbo ni aya rẹ̀ wà, Sarah.
He said, "It's at the tent behind you."
Ó ló wà nínú àgọ́ lẹ́yìn rẹ̀.
He said, according to the time of life, I remember my promise. Brothers, sisters, the God we serve, the God we serve, he does not forget. He doesn't forget. Whatever promise he made, just take chapter, order it. It will come to manifestation. He said, "I will visit you. Sarah, your wife, not Agar. You will give birth to this boy I'm talking of.
You be your mother and son, your mother.
When Sarah heard it, she laughed within herself.
Say,
who is this that I visited my husband? Talking like this. For long, long time ago, it has stopped to be with me after the manner of women. When it happens to a woman like that, it is good night to judge Mary. Not only that, the man had become old, until the Bible says his body was dead. Hello? The body that was dead, the Bible is specific. When you talk about husband and wife relationship, as God have ordained it to be for multiplication purposes, it is no longer possible. Amen. It's no longer possible. As somebody is saying that he will call me, an old woman, uses it to walk. I will give birth. Had a man said, why did Sarah last? Sarah was scared. Amen. I'm in the room. And there are wars between us. How did that man know that? She was scared. She ran at her, said, I did not laugh. Say, but you laughed. But Abraham said, that could have been the head of Sarah. But Sarah cannot die. There is a covenant that Sarah is involved in. Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
As we as sons and daughters of God, there is a covenant. We are under a covenant. None of us can die until God has finished with you. I don't care the sickness that Satan brings for you.
It
is the Lord our God that healed all our diseases. All means all. Satan, shame on to you. We say Satan, shame on to you. We say Satan, shame on to you. Satan, shame on to you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
All power in heaven and in earth is in the hand of Jesus. Do you believe that? God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. We are on our way to somewhere. And we have a guide. Our guide is the Almighty, who knows the ending from the beginning. Is the Alpha. Is the Omega. Is the one that was. Is the one that is. Is the one that is to come. The Almighty God. God bless you. If God be for us, who can be against us? God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. There is a place of preference behind the inner being. So rest into breath. I say rest for me. When we sleep, All is well. When we wake up, all is well. When we travel, whether by road or by train or by ship or by plane, all is well. Because we all see eye watches you. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. We welcome ourselves to the house of the Lord. Shall we rise? Let's turn our Bible to Exodus chapter 23. We read from verse 20 to verse 23. Exodus 23. Verse 20 to verse 23. He said, "Behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared." Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies, and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them
off.
May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Brother Abraham read that scripture. And he took the message total deliverance. Total deliverance. Not halfway. Not 3/4 way. Not 3. I mean, total deliverance. You listen. Hello. Let's listen to the prophet. Brother Abraham said. He said, now,
Moses,
when he was called by God, he was a total, complete prophet. When God sends a man to do anything, he completely equips him with everything that he has need of. If God calls a man to be a preacher, he puts something in him to preach with. If he calls him to be a teacher, he puts something in him to teach with. If he calls him to be a prophet, he puts something in him to see visions and to be a prophet. God always completely equips his men. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the God we serve. May God help us. He completely equips his men. Brother Ben was explaining to us the makeup of a prophet. When he went to the hospital for checkup, which we lack that this way. Have you ever seen that? Think a caliber, a man of that caliber. Go to the hospital. It's not sick. For checkup. They test all the organs inside. Everything. In the course of doing it, the doctors discover something. That the first cautious and the second cautious, they were just together. That is contrary. The prophet told us that there is a big gap between them. Then the doctors, they were baffled. He had to explain to them. And he said,
the people that they said was not educated.
He was educating the doctors.
When
God created the prophet that way. Normally, you have to go to sleep to have dreams. But the prophet, wide awake, he can see your dream. Hello? So people, that's why when you bring your dream to Brother Branham, and you are narrating it, if God show you to him, he will tell you. So part of it you miss out.
Because
he's seeing it. Brothers, all the fivefold ministries is a gift of God to the church. And it's a blessing. Each and every one of them carry blessing. Listen very closely. When it comes to the things of God, we don't play politics. Are you following me? We are seriously praying for a minor prophet. We need one. The other time I was down, if there was a minor prophet, I would go to him. I
said,
I don't know. Help me to ask God. Have I done anything wrong? With that prophetic office, he can go to God. He will bring out something. If we have a dedicated one like that, brothers and sisters, it is a God-sent gift to the church. Why do we rally around Brother Branham? Many people make jest of us where we are worshiping a white man. Are we worshiping him? We are worshiping him. There is something we saw in him. It may be, to the elderly ones like me. At the time we get to know about Brother Abraham. Brother Abraham was mentioned. Frisbee was mentioned. Junior Gat was mentioned. You have who again now? Koma was a later somebody.
Yeah.
Koma was actually dedicated, you know, pray for the ministry by Brother Brennan. You know, he prayed for ministers at the rest. They were, but so many of them. But be that it is the program of God. Listen, church. Where God said, my sheep, know my voice. And when they know it, they follow me. He said the voice of strangers will they not follow. That is thus says the Lord. No predestinated child of God will be lost.
Amen.
It's impossible. God. Do you know God was telling Jeremiah, I think? He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. Is it written in your Bible like that? You think what devil will come and fool around Jeremiah? Let the devil go for more
cause.
There was one man that rose up, Ananias by name. He said,
Jeremiah,
you are not being kind to the people. How can you say people of God will go for Ezra for 70 years? It's only 2 years they will go. Jeremiah said, amen. After he has said amen, he said, but remember that there have been prophets before us. How are they recognized as prophets?
It's
when what they say come to pass, and they keep coming to pass. God said, fear them, because I am with them. That same year, do you know, Ananias be stopped there. I think he took the yoke that was on the neck of Jeremiah. He broke it to show that he was spiritual. A God called Jeremiah. He said, go and tell Ananias that I did not send him. Because he's perverting my way, he will die that year. Did he die? God bless you. Brothers and sisters, Brother Brown told us, he said, see party. God bless you. Compassion is no human see party. It's doing the will of God. If God raised up a man in our midst today, and his actions, his reactions, his manifestations, his study with the world, his 100% the message of the hour. Brothers and sisters, this man may be 70 years old. We will listen to him. But if somebody rise up and claim the prophetic office, and prophecy is given and not coming to pass, God said, I have not sent him. He's only talking presumptuously. Don't listen to him. Look, God says, in this end time, there are going to be things that will happen. that if it were possible, hello, if it were possible, the very elect will be deceived. Remember, it is God says the Lord. The elect cannot be deceived. It's not possible. They know the truth. Not only knowing it, they have the grace of God to live by the truth. They don't struggle to live by it. It is God giving ability. A woman doesn't struggle to be a woman. She was born a woman. Neither will a man be struggling to be man. He was born man. He went to somewhere. I saw one young man. I think it's the hospital. Put up hair, put up things. I call him. I say, you want to be like a woman? I say, it is an easy thing. I say, enter the truth. Change your feature. This thing you put might not be necessary. If you can change your feature with your age, so breast would have come out. May God help us. The devil is a perverter. Our children of God, they know the truth. And the truth has set them free. Completely free. Don't underrate the child of God. Be very careful the way you deal with them. Because as you are dealing with them, it's either you bless them or you curse them if you are the type who you should curse. Do you know that God children doesn't curse? If the Holy Ghost is in you, what come out from your mouth is selected by God. We don't talk boto-boto like that. May God help us. You know, the other time I was preaching, I said, nobody can gossip to me. Do you know why? If you bring somebody's matter to me, I will tell you what is your intention. What is your intention? But Abraham said, if you open your ear to a gossip, you mind your experience. I was in UI last week in the hospital, Jaja. And I ran into his sister. We greeted. We talked. We were very happy seeing each other. The sister is a divorcee, which is contrary to the message. It's contrary to the word of God. Because the covenant that you take on the altar is until death do we part. Brothers, sisters, let me say something. There is a difference between perfect will of God and permissive will of God. I want to tell you one thing. Before I settle for permissive will of God, I wouldn't mind if somebody caught my go-go-go. Because Jesus said, what if we profit you if you gain the whole world and then suffer the loss of your soul? That salvation, look, nothing takes its place. That's why Jesus said, seek ye first First means first. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things shall be added unto you. Brothers and sisters, any man, any woman, any boy, any girl that have gotten revelation by the grace of God, by the help of the Holy Ghost, about the kingdom of God, he will never be a compromiser. He won't compromise you. Lie. He will never compromise. May God help us. Don't say a permissive will of God. It's not the best. Stay in the perfect will of God. Then your conscience will be free. Your serving God, Satan will not have a place to stand, to fool around you. That is actually when it will be fulfilled. Jesus said, the priest of of this word comment, and he has no part in me. May God help us. I say, may God help us. That is why the prophet keep admonishing you, sister, brothers, when you want to marry. He said, pray and pray true. He said, don't look at beauty. He said, the beauty will fade. No matter how beautiful a woman is, by the time she starts giving birth, the beauty will be fading. No matter how strong a man is, when he's getting old, no matter how much paint woman put for face, the paint will never, never take away the gutter that you be on the face. Yes. It's age. May God help us. The prophet said, go to God and say, God, is this your will? May God help us. You have been hearing, each time you hear the marriage ordinance being pronounced upon the people, they will say, we are using the prophet's own. And they say, give me a token. Then they will put their ring on the Bible. The groom will take a fish on the bride. The bride will take a fish on the groom. Brother Abraham said, that thing that you see so, he said, it's a token that the covenant that we have just made, that's between the husband and wife, will always be kept. You know, some women without revelation will carry this thing, go and meet another man. They think they are smart. Look, if you are still falling for sin, I don't condemn you, but I will only advise you. Do everything you can. Follow instructions of God and get the Holy Ghost. That will be the end of sin. So you can't believe a man filled with the Holy Ghost can go and believe in adultery.
Come
I don't see it in the Bible. I do not see it in the message. Holy Ghost that we fornicate, that we commit adultery, it's not a biblical Holy Ghost. Turn to Galatians 5 for me. Let's read from maybe verse 22. The Holy Ghost of the Bible, these are the things that he produces. Now, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. An orange tree, if it is not tampered with by science, for the first time of his bringing forth fruit, if he bring forth oranges, or if he bring the last one, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, it's a new creation. A new creation. All things. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things, not some things, all things have become new. A Holy Ghost in man will not lie. A Holy Ghost in man will not cheat. I'm coming to something. The devil is in trouble. Church, the devil is in trouble. We will not give him a breathing space until we put him in the lake of fire. I'm telling you. Look, brother, so let me educate you. The back guy should see it. Oh, Basimi. Shogo. We will kick it to ashes. Yes, the back Basimi. The back tire. We take it to evangelist. Evangelist, we take it to any of you. You will pass. It will never have rest. God bless you. You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. I'm telling you realities. I made a statement. I said, there is the position that God places deacons, that you can't argue with them in that their position. It's God giving office. There's a position God gave to the trustees. There's a position that God gave to every minister. When it comes to a local assembly, the pastor is the overall boss. Listen very closely. If you are carnal, you will say it's because it's our pastor. No! That is what the message says. What I find out that many of us, we don't read the message. And that is an indictment. May God help us. If you don't read the message, how will you know what belongs to you? How will you know your condition? How will you know your position? No wonder, no wonder, no wonder many of you don't know the difference between special number and testimony. You combine the two. May God help us. There is what we know to be COD. Conduct, order, and doctrine of the church. God set the church in order.
Ọlọ́run ti fi ìjọ rẹ̀ sétò.
In an assembly,
nínú ìjọ kan,
there can be three pastors. Listen very closely. Don't misunderstand me. If what I say you don't understand, meet me. I will explain. It is a God-given ministry. In an assembly, this God-given ministry, God says, some may be one. But Ayodele may be two. And myself, I may be three. In a local assembly. It is God-given ministry.
When
we say, can God do that? Listen, no. Among these three, you, as a local assembly, you got to choose one of us to be your pastor. Are you following me? Because you choose one of us to be your pastor, does not take the ministry of Brian Seso away. It does not take the ministry of Brian Odele away. But when it comes to this, an assembly, it is one pastor. First of all, he has that call from God. Number two, you have to elect him. Are you seeing the difference? May God help us. He has the final say when it comes to spiritual things in the assembly. That position, God placed him there. Listen very closely. That is why it's not good to put a novice. For an assembly to vote a novice in an office. Agberaga.
He will become proud.
Proud. Pride will come in. And when pride comes in, that is the opposite of meekness. If you want to know whether you are a Christian, the thing we have just read, check your life with it. The Holy Ghost will not produce anything less than that. You love everybody. I'm not talking about fiddly love. I'm not talking about filial love. Divine love. Whether this man is an outside man, whether this man is from Fulani, it doesn't matter where he comes from. Amen. God bless you. If you say you have the Holy Ghost and you are still tribalistic, you need to come to the altar. May God help us. God bless you. I say God bless you. Oh, if a man is filled with the Holy Ghost and a woman is filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, it's heaven at home. No, so people that be on. Is heaven. Oruni. There's a difference between Dabi. There's a difference. Oh, man. Actually, I understand Yoruba to some extent. God bless you, my brother. Is heaven on earth? Heaven on earth. Because this one is led by God. This one is led by God. You say, oh, with the devil bring temptation. Of course, that is his work. You go and find out where God met him and say, hey, Mr. Satan, Ibolo Timbo.
He
said, to and fro. No destination. What is he doing? Causing troubles. Because there's nothing good in him. He has only come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Is the one that comes in between husband and wife and house scatter. He comes between children and parents, house scatter. A brother was telling me many years ago, the brother is late now. He tell me, I want this boy, I will denounce him. He's not my son, child. Money. And we agree with you on one condition. He said, "What condition?" I said, "Take your blood out of his body." Hello. The blood. If you go to test, it's your child. There's nothing you can do about it. But no matter how bad your child is, remember. Remember that God said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. If you truly have genuine conversion, you will bear with somebody who is misbehaving. None of us was born a Christian. You might have been born to a Christian home. That does not make you a Christian. Until you are regenerated, you are a sinner. May God help us. I say, may God help us. That is why a man that knows what grace is, we not just talk to people anyhow. You look at the man, you say it's a serpent seed. It's a cushion.
That's nonsense.
Because God did not give that ability to man. Yes! You don't know who he is. There have been people that live a sinful life from the beginning, even until they become old. At their dying bed, and they give their life to Christ. And yet, those kind of people, before the foundation of the world, God knew them and predestinated them to be converted. And God allowed you to travel through our life journey. At the dying moment, he opened his eyes. Actually, you're winning. Are you the one to tell him what to do? Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I say, God bless you. Look, no matter how bad your children are, believe that your children are convertible. Take them to God in prayer. Don't give them up. Lord, these are my children. The way they are going is contrary to the instruction I gave them. It's contrary to what we taught them in the Sunday school. It's contrary to what they hear our preachers preach. But Lord, who gave them to me as my children? I claim them for the kingdom of God. But Abraham said, he said there have been times that he said, it may be the prayer that your mother prayed for you who had died long ago is about to be answered. Don't give your children up. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. am not saying that if you go and pray, God give you a revelation that this is your husband, that when you are married, there will be trials. There will be trials.
You so we pe to ba lo gbadura t'Olorun fun ni iran pe oko re niyi abi aya re niyi e wa fera tan o tumo si pe koni si wahala rara o.
When the trials come,
ṣugbọn nigba ti idamu ati
go back to God.
O wa pada sodo Olorun.
Lord, I didn't jump to this man.
Ebi o kan
fo and pray before I married him.
Gbadura ki to fe.
This is the condition we find ourselves. Please help us.
Ran wa lowo.
Let me give you a testimony about my wife. Remember, this is Bible. Because I find out one thing. If you are a critic of somebody, no matter what he says, you will not believe. That is why I do this, which is maximum. That's why the prophet will always say, remember the word of God is before me. When I was to marry my wife, I've never met her. I was praying. There was one of my townspeople who said he loved me so much. He wanted to give me one of her daughters. This is a primary school girl. Emi fe marry.
Oh,
they so pay primary school girl. You fair for me. We are not compatible. And I was praying. One day, I was praying. I see somebody sitting on Jaglova. That is, they used to. People were pushing the fellow. I don't know what it meant. I'm not a prophet. I don't see visions. But I was desperate in my prayers. And I knew what I saw. Remember, if I'm lying, God will hold me responsible. And not you. So don't bother yourself. You saved your saliva. Lead me to God. So there was a meeting we were to hold at Afuze. At Afuze. Yeah, close to Auchi. We went for that meeting. When we arrived, the school compound, they told us that some sisters have come. They are in the playground of the school. We went just to greet them. When we were arriving at the place, somebody was on the Jaglova. They were pushing her. The very clothes she wore. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The very clothes she wore is what she put on. We just go. I know Allah different. I was praying, I wasn't sleeping. Allah is when Igbatobasu, Leosu. So, when I saw that situation, we come close, we greeted them. It was my first time of meeting her. We greeted. And the meetings were going on, and so on and so forth. You know, when we were about closing the meeting, I went to her. I greeted her. I introduced myself. I'm from a village, Oda Auchi. You pass Auchi to my village. I said, I want to get married. And I understand that you are teaching. She said yes. She said, but she wants to go to university. She doesn't want marriage now. I
said,
oh, that's all right. Do you know why I didn't persuade her? It's what I saw. I did not persuade her. I only told her it was all right. Do you know where we parted? She got my address from somebody. Could you keep seeing me?
She didn't allow me to dress.
She'll be writing. Finally, it was after we are married. In our house. In my house. That is where she went to university. Look, church. Listen. That is why I know that. If it is God in anything, it will be real. God is not afraid of anybody. When I approached her, I did not tell her about what I saw, so that it will not bind her. I gave her the room to take her decision. She was okay with her loss anyway. We only come
along.
So I take her along, no thinking me and me. He has a way of working it out. And I left it there, and God worked it out. Hello.
Hello.
May God help us. And today, we are more than 50 as husband and wife. For your information, when I gave my life to Christ in 1974, that was the end of rascality in my life. I never touched no woman until I was married to her. Till today, I never touched no woman but ourselves.
Hallelujah.
You sisters, you are all seated here, you old timers. Some of you have stayed with me.
Have I good my eyes to you?
Did I touch you?
Hallelujah.
Look. I believe that if it is Christianity, it should be original. I don't believe in ministers fooling with church members. I don't believe in it. I gave a testimony the other time of a sister. A lecturer walked to her. He said, if you do not go to bed with me, you will never pass my course. The sister changed university. And she's a graduate today. Look. To live right, to live wrong, it is a choice. It's a choice. You say, you see, he forced me. Did you shout? Did you shout? He didn't force you. You submitted yourself. You need to repent and give your life to God. Amen. A converted man, even if a woman strip herself exactly the way she was born, you will look at it twice. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because you are in union with the Supreme One. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Total deliverance. If you are a Christian, you know halfway
Christian.
Oh, man. Okay, there's still time. We are not in a hurry. But listen. Anything that I say, if you don't understand or you think it's contrary to the message, meet me in the room. I'm not saying I cannot be wrong. Meet me in the room. If you can prove to me that what I say is wrong. This is our absolute. It's what I believe. You can prove to me that what I said is wrong. You prove it by this message. If you want me to dobale, I apologize to you. I will. But I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. Total deliverance. You find some assembly, 2 ministers cannot be there. They be fighting each other. It's carnality. It's carnality. We are meant to live together. We are meant to be a help to one another. I cannot be a pastor and an evangelist at the same time. I cannot be a pastor and be an apostle at the same time. These people have their places in the body of the Lord. Let me tell you what gave me joy. It's not the ministry. I thank God for the ministry. What gave me joy is that I know, even as I'm studying here, so if I fall down and die, I know where I'm going. Hello? Hello? If somebody come and tell you, there is somebody almighty, he did this. He's a liar. If you want to know whether he's a liar, bring it to me, make me sit down together and talk. Christians don't spoil one another, and they are back. Holy Ghost doesn't do that. The position that God placed Brassus up, nobody else is occupying it. God ordained Brassus up with that position. People need that in book. May God help us. It is time to overcome all foolishness, all nonsense. We cannot be babies for life. Stand up, my sister. Can you imagine this girl? Come and stand here and face the audience. Can you imagine this girl making mud cake? Making mud cake? It's abnormal. God bless you, my sister. It's abnormal. She has passed that age. A man filled with the Holy Ghost. All this sorrow, carry to people by Raja. He will not be interested in those things. For what? For what? My promotion is in the hand of God. I don't need your support. Let me tell you one thing. I can resign today as being your pastor. That does not take away the ministry from me. I can still be preaching to you. Somebody else can occupy that. Look, only me or who?
I'm not being impressed
at all.
No,
I'm your pastor. No.
Because I'm landing.
What gave me joy is that I know that I know that I know I have passed from death or to life.
Hallelujah.
Even if I stop pastoring you today, the hand of
Jehovah
will not leave me.
Amen.
God bless you. I say God bless you. Oh man. God bless you, church. When the darkness I see, he be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. That is the ultimate of man. Death will come. But remember, death has got nothing to do with the child of God. Jesus is the great and mighty conqueror. Do you know the reason why the scripture says we are more than conquerors? Our shadow.
Those victors.
They engage in battle.
But
in our own.
As a victor.
It was freely given to us. We are more than conquerors. Through him. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Jesus, he conquered temptation. He conquered trials. He conquered sickness. He conquered death. He conquered the grave. He conquered everything that needs to be conquered. And he gave the victory to you and me. Freely.
Amen.
We used to sing that little song. Jesus has conquered death. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has conquered death. Hallelujah. 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 Let us adore him. Hallelujah. 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 Let us worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has conquered death. He has conquered temptation. He has conquered everything that needs to be conquered. And he has given us victory. Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. I say, God bless
you.
Look, the reason why we come to church is to check how we are studying with God. If you come to church for something else besides that, you are an object of pity. Hello? Hello? I know. Before you can vote me out as your pastor, I must have committed wrong, which I will apologize for. To ba fe ki kule. Ma kule.
To
ba de fe ki do bale. Ma do bale. If after all that, you still say no, I'll fear him up. It will not diminish my love one bit from any of you. If my love is only God's love, it's unconditional. You love everybody. Oh, mercy. God help us. I say, God help us. If you have questions, write them. Meet me in the room. If you meet me eating, I can suspect the food. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Look, where we are preached in the message, God has to be talking for himself. He has to manifest himself to prove that what you are preaching is the truth. God bless you, church. Total deliverance. To prove that Moses was completely a prophet. When he saw the bush on fire, and the elements were not being consumed, he was attracted. He said, I must see what is happening. As he was walking close. Remember, God did that to attract Moses. As he was approaching, the voice of God spoke. Say, remove your shoes. The ground that you are standing It's a holy ground. Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
It removes you. And God commissioned him. He said, I'm sending you to Egypt.
Where he ran away.
I'm sending you back there. And you go and tell
Pharaoh
that I am that I am. That is when Moses asked, what is your name? Say, where are you asking my name? I am that I am. Say, you go and tell them that I am is the one that sent you. Not I was. Not I will. I am. Present tense. Moses said, eh? That same place. I'm a stammerer. I cannot talk. And God said, I'm sending you. You are giving excuses. Who caused a man to talk? Who caused a man to call? Is it not me? Say, what is in your hand? Say, to say, Lord, say, throw it down. When he throw it down, become a serpent. Moses took to his heel. God said, hey, come back. Take him by the tail. That is the most dangerous place to take a snake. It will bite you. When he took him by the tail, because God told him to do it. Whatever he say unto you, do it. When he took him by the tail, it became a rod in his hand. He said, you go. Hallelujah. Go. I show to them that I'm the one who sent you. You say you are Samari. Aaron will be your prophet. You will be God to Aaron. Aaron only sorrow. Hallelujah. Look, church. The purpose of God, it can never be defeated. It can never be defeated. You see this message? It will produce the bride without spots, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any authority. Whether the devil like it or he doesn't like it, it is the program of God. It will produce the bride. When Moses arrived over there, he went to Pharaoh. Say, our God. Say, I should tell you. Let my people go. That they might serve me. He said, who is the Lord? I don't know the Lord. We all know. Let me not take our time to start repeating those things. Turn their water to blood. Bring plagues upon the place. No matter the miracle that God does, he does not move an unbeliever. He's an unbeliever. Jesus said, if my Father have not drawn you, you cannot come to me. Hello? When that happened, he will say, you come, take the tea away. I've heard what you said. When they take the tea away, it's hard with the heart. Remember, it's God that was hard leaning his heart. Let's talk about the last plague. Was it death of every firstborn? Whether human or animal. Amen.
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 Why God is sending judgment? He always make a place of safety for his people. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. He told them, Israelites, let everyone take a lamb If the people are too small, let oh man. But put the blood at the litter and also the. It will come to pass that when the death angel will fly across, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Church, may I ask? In Egypt, was there a house apart from the dwelling place of the Israelites where there was no death? Was there a house? Does God keep his word? When I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Do you know that we, as sons and daughters of God, we are under the blood? Look. No witch can reach where I'm sleeping. For your information, God has a bunch of agents that encamp us around as individuals. Are you a believer? Are you a believer? Do you believe God? I believe God. I believe God. It shall be done. Even as he said, only trust and obey. Look up and say, I believe God. He has angels around us. The prophet said they are permanent. Where you are sleeping, they are watching you. Where you are traveling, they are watching you. Where you are in the kitchen cooking, they are with you. Despite all that, the very all-seeing eye of Jehovah himself is watching you.
Hallelujah.
You believe that? You remember the case of Gehazi and is it Elisha or whatever?
Gehazi ati Gare Elisha.
He said, "Alas, my father, the Syria army or whatever has a cap us around." The prophet told him, he said, "The one that are with us, there are more than the one you are seeing. There is no enemy that can penetrate the barricade that God made around us." He said, "I don't see any." The prophet said, "Lord, open his eyes." And Elisha prayed. I said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Who do you say God is? Oh man. And Elisha blinded the people. He came to them. He said, "Gentlemen, who are you looking for?" The very man they are looking for. He said, they said Elisha. He said, "Oh, you people have missed road. Let me show you where he is." He led them right to the enemy's camp. Brothers and sisters, where our God is, the supernatural takes place. God is not natural. God is a supernatural. You believe that? God bless you. I say, God bless you. Total deliverance. He don't save you. I'm telling you, your order is protecting waves all the days of your life. The prophet said sometimes that accident that you almost had, he said, what happened? He said, it's an angel that protected you. Listen very closely. Some people, some scrupulous people, you can't help it. Where there is original, you will find counterfeit. Somebody said, why did Brother Abraham die of accident? That is the way God chose to tell his servant. What concerns me? Are you saying that God couldn't have saved him? Do you know that his last summer was communion? You have revelation of that? What was the last summer of Jesus Christ? His communion. He has finished his job. And God took him. Oh, hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
The way God does things, he do it to blind so-called wise people. The first forerunner of Jesus Christ was buried without head. Hello? As the scripture says, among all men born of women, they have never risen one as great as John the Baptist. To Cana people, they will say, oh, shame on
you. That man that can't keep his mouth,
that is where they cut his head. On the day of judgment, you will answer for what you say. You will find that John the Baptist will come with head. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There is no disappointment in our God. No. In our God, there is no failure. What he say he will do, he's going to do it. Finally, Pharaoh pushed them out.
Pharaoh,
people should go. Every house, firstborn die. Maybe one day we wake up, everybody don't die. Make them not go. As they were going, God moved upon
Pharaoh.
He said, eh? You let them go? Are you sure? Pursue them. He has a trap set for him. He didn't know. He just get his men. Say, go after them. Who will be serving us? Instead of God leading them to a particular way, he lead them to the way of water. As if God has made mistakes. Our God made no mistakes. Church, our God, he does not make mistakes. He knows what he's doing. Make believers, when they were facing that water, they say, Moses, we told you, you should have allowed us to stay in Egypt. I continue to eat garlic, all kinds of things like that. You have brought us out. Look at it. We can't go forward. There is water. On the right, there is mountain. On the left, there is mountain. At the back, our enemy is coming. Oh, Shejeka Doniji. God says, see what's on. That will come and perish here. With all the signs and wonders and plagues that God shows in Egypt, unbelievers were unbelievers. And Moses said, God, it's a short talk. He said, move forward. He gave him instruction as the guy what to do. Where the people were close, the people were jittery. And the pillar of fire that was leading them, he left their front. He came in between them and the enemy. The pillar of fire is always between us and our enemy. You believe that?
Hallelujah.
We are dead and our life is hid with Christ in God. No devil can touch you. Except God permit it, it will work for your good. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And when he did that, in the night, that pillar of fire caused thick darkness in the camp of the enemy. And it caused light in the camp of the chosen ones. Hallelujah, church.
Amen.
That is the God we serve. Oh, praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
They couldn't look, they couldn't near them. How
were
the time came? The Lord told them what to do. And they did it. The water divided into two. One go this way, a wall. The other one go this way, a wall. God made big road. Main road. For water. Supernatural God with a supernatural manifestation. Oh, hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
Had he allowed them? He knows his soul. They were passing. They were passing. And God knew where the last man passed. When the last man crossed, the place become a dangerous place. And the Egyptians, they say, Shebibi in number. Remember. Any call at all,
there is somebody that is directing them.
Somebody is leading them. Okay, they just line up. They were going. God made sure that all of them were inside the water. He released the water. Hello.
Hallelujah.
One single person did not survive with their horses, with their experiences. What a finish
there.
And the Israelites, sisters, they carry tamborin. Who is like unto thee? Oh, oh no, who is like unto you, oh, oh, oh God, I'm on the God who is riding, oh, glorious in holiness, I care to embrace, always you, he wonders
hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God is fighting our battles. I gave you testimony one time. I was not yet converted. I was smoking and drinking. I was in the world. We finished. I was a staff in UI then. We just closed work. We went to work in the site. So we were going back to the department to close. Maintenance department. Agba Abadina. If you are used to UI, wow. There is one place they call it DOB. Yeah, it's a big tree of kola nut that is there. That is where women sell their palm wine. You find men gather plenty drinking. Me and my colleague, we said we cannot sit there because time to close has come. But let us take one more cup. Cup tansoy, they call it who sell you. That is the name of the cup. And the cup is so thick, if you drop it here, it's possible it may not break. Very thick. So as stood on my bicycle, departmental bicycle, and my friend stood on his own. We took one walk up. I drank my halfway. My friend drank his own halfway. Then one man come. Cross, he went aside. He didn't touch us, but not knowing that when he passed, he has poisoned my drink. I didn't know. Look, for somebody to make me to doubt who I believe. I'm telling you, because do you know why? I don't have any reason to doubt God. No reason. So when the man crossed like that, I wanted to take my cup to the mouth. To my mouth. There was an explosion. The man, he stood up. He came to shake me. Say, Martin, you are a man. I wasn't a man. It was God protecting me. I'm telling you the truth. When I have not known him, he was protecting me. Now that I have known him by his grace, you think he will allow me to be put to shame? That is not the God we serve.
Amen.
When I was down, some people think I'm backslidden. I believe in the way the prophet said backsliding can happen. He said to a child of God, he said, you may not be praying enough, you may not be studying enough, but a child of God cannot backslide to the point of going to hell. No. The life that you have is eternal life. Hell has a time limit. By the time there be no more hell and lake of fire, we will still be. Look, God bless you. Then you want to tell me now that one witch is responsible.
I don't believe you.
Jesus said, in my name, they will cast out devils. If you are a witch, if you find yourself flying in the night, come and tell me. We will cast it out from you. Because it's an evil spirit. You are supposed to sleep. If you have dream, I thought it would be about the rapture. Not that you will be flying from place to place. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Total deliverance. Look, some people they say, "Any to soldier, me will trust him."
I was going to say, "Any to see the one that cook that food, I don't trust him or her."
There was a time I was eating everything food. I was eating everything that is called food. They say they diagnose me as a diabetic person. It's a lie.
It was a lie.
I don't have that thing. I don't have it. Now, I'm back to eating everything.
Amen.
But some people are afraid. He said, do you know the Bible tells us that even if you eat poison, it will not harm you? You believe that? Oh, man. One day, my telephone rang. I picked it. The man said, he called my name. Are you so name? I said, yes. He said, somebody has just given you my number. And my true caller. Is big enough.
This is an abalis.
Even if you use a whole human being to make juju, it will not catch me. It's not me alone. That is the guarantee of the protection of God upon his people. God bless you, church. I didn't bother to ask you, what is the person gave you my name for? The name that is in the last book of life. You are wasting your time. Babalawo. Kino Babalawo.
What is Abelis?
God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Until God finishes with me, nothing can take me. Until God finishes with you, nothing can take you. That is the message. Our God, he saves, he heals, he delivers, he protects, he keeps, he provides. It's our all in all. It's everything. It's everything to me. It's everything. Jesus is everything to me. For he's my father, my mother, my brother and my sister. Is everything to me. Look, I fear no evil at all, because I know no man can do me no harm. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We don't fear no nothing. Brother Stephen, God bless you. Yes, that is the position that God placed us. Yeah, for you to enjoy those things, make sure you set your house in order. But I've been told you, your full obedience to the word of God entitled you to the token. What gives you the assurance of what you are saying is the token. God bless you. I say, God bless you. We were so close. Total deliverance. In the ministers' meeting, we went one time. They were discussing about adultery. I said, look, me, I believe in my faith with the Holy Ghost. Who committed adultery? Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Oh.
They say, oh, mistake ni.
You
know, when you mistake.
Ah.
You see, where you are driving, for instance. You are driving. I want to look at that. You know, they overtake you on the right and left. You have to be careful. Let me say something. Do you know too that what those people do? They test your faith. Maybe you don't know. What you utter from your mouth a time like that shows your makeup. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
They
can't show that well.
Let's be careful.
God bless you. I say, God bless you. It is absolutely impossible for Satan to succeed in taking a child of God. Where? God and Satan, where are you coming from? And he talked the way he talked. Do you know it was God that raised the case of Job? He said, what do you think about my servant Job? That is a perfect man. And that no man is a king. A man that eschew evil and do what is right. Is this something you evade? You bless him with children. He has a good wife. He has good health. Everything about him. People respect him. If you give me time to go to him, I will cause him to curse you to your face. And God said, you can't do it. But Abraham said, God had confidence in his children. May God have confidence in you. Look, what Nigeria call business. May God help us. He's stealing in disguise. They will speak the truth. You can be a businessman and be truthful. You can be truthful. Amen. God bless you. Then God said, you go. He went. Look at all that happened to Job. One day, all the children, and so on, all his wealth, come in, what have you? Then he said, report. Then he said, report. Let me tell you one thing. No matter what happened to a child of God, he cannot move
in.
Do you know why? Greater love and no man than this, that a man love his friends and he gave his life for them. Jesus gave his life for you and me to have eternal life. What else can he not give to us? Talk about material things. If I put on coat like this, I put a bada on top. They have to say, I can't tell you. God bless you. I say, God bless you. After he had done all that he did, he couldn't move Job. And he said, man, if anything happened to man, then if it is his body sickness, then he will talk through. Maybe along the line, I will tell you what I went through. No matter what it is, there was one thing at the back of my mind. He that is in me is greater than the trouble that I'm going through. I will come out of it, whether the devil like it or not. And today, I am out.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless you. Whatever you are going through, if you can only believe, you will come out. There's no disease. There's no sickness. I am the Lord thy God that healeth all the diseases. All means all. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
I say God bless you. In the word of God,
there is power, and the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Every knee of witches and wizards,
he
shall bow. Every knee of Obanje, Mami Water Spirit, whatever category they are, it shall bow. Our God cannot fail. And he will never fail. God bless you. I say God bless you. Eshu, Oti Daron.
Satan is in trouble.
I'm telling you, it's a serious trouble.
He is in trouble.
We will expose him. Anywhere we go, we are going to expose him.
He's
a liar. He's a liar. Okuroni. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. After Satan had done everything to
Job,
the friends of Job came. They were looking at him. They say no man can suffer like this except he has committed some atrocities. Is this man truly righteous? After all said and done, he came, the devil came to the very wife of Job. The wife came. I say, are you still struggling? Better cause God now and die. Remember that exactly what Satan said he would cause Job to die. It was the devil speaking to her. Job look at her. Say, you are talking like one of the foolish women. Any man that, whether in action or reaction, is contrary to the word of God, is talking like those foolish people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The prophet said, Job did not call his wife foolish. He only said she was talking like one of those foolish women. May God help us. Do you know that all that happened to Job was not as a result of Job committed sin? Hello? Do you know that God came back? I bless
you.
In most cases, when anything happens to somebody, they will say he has committed sin. He's a secret sinner. Maybe shut up.
Quiet.
May God help us. What will we call trials? It can come to any of us. But remember, if you are a child of God, whatever trial you go into, God will bring you out. He will bring you out. God will never allow Satan to rejoice over you. Oh, mercy. God bless you. I say God bless you. The devil is a defeated foe. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a defeated foe. If people see you, they refuse to shake your hand. It doesn't matter. It matters not. God bless you. I say God bless you. Look, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Do you know it for our sake that Jesus came? He went through all he went through for your sake, for my sake, that we might be what we are today. We are marching. We are marching forward. I'm telling you, nothing can stop us. No trial, no temptation, no devil, no Satan, no demon, no unclean spirit can stop us. We will arrive safely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I show.
We were so close. Do you believe that God cares for his own? Do you believe that God cares for you? If God be for us, who can be against us? In one of our conventions, a minister said something. He said, what is worrying him is age. And they showed the new fistile. They show new fistile. The devil will not leave him alone. He was justifying Satan. Because of the condition I was, he was trying to put me among the seven sons of Sceva. Who said? We cast you out. In the name of Paul. In the name of Jesus. Which Paul preached? For the information of everybody, I am not a make believer. I am a believer. Hello. The devil comes to me a million times. He will go empty-handed a million times. There are some areas I will go to. I called the minister recently. I appreciated him for his prayers, his love, his support. I say, I'm planning, I will come and hold meetings in your church. Look, there is no devil that can fool around a child of God. We are born again to destroy the kingdom of the devil. In Jesus' name, we are born to win. In Jesus' name, we are born a winner. Winnie Satan and his demons, winnie all the way. In Jesus' name, we are born to win.
Amen.
We are born to win Satan and his demons and destroy his kingdom in the name of Jesus.
You Yoruba, you make a proverb. Let somebody be in trouble and let's see who is the friends of that person.
Thank you for your love. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayer. The devil must know that pe o ti daran.
He's in trouble. Amen.
Anywhere I go, I will expose Satan. I will expose it. And there is nothing you can do about it. God bless you. I say, God bless you. You know, the other day I was telling you.
I
say, I'm feeling as strong as when I was 40. You see my face? You see my face? How different God has in there? For your information, there is a young man living in this old house.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
God bless you, church. I say, God bless you.
We are just starting. Yes, sir.
Devil, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
We say, Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
We say, Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Satan, shame unto you.
All power belongs to Jesus.
Do you believe that? All power belongs to Jesus. Look, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe.
Amen.
I will dance to the glory of God. If you don't like my dancing, close your eyes. I will dance.
Otherwise, you will see me dance.
Hello.
Amen.
I say I will dance. Satan, are you hearing? I say I will dance.
Amen.
God bless you. I say God bless you.
Amen.
Who is like unto our God? Who is like him? Is it people? Is it idol that they put leg, they put hand, they cannot move, they put eyes, they cannot see? And the Bible says they that make them are like dead. Our Savior, our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Alpha, is the Omega, is the beginning, is the ending, is the one that was, is the one that is the one that is to come, the Almighty. God bless you. I say God bless you. The devil doesn't like you to be happy.
He's
the author of sadness. Yes. He's the author of it. When you are happy, Satan doesn't like it. Whether he like it,
he
doesn't like it,
I'll
be happy. All that Jesus died for. Belongs to me. And I will enjoy every bit of it. Hello. Go tell my enemies I am under the rock. That Jehovah has me. He has me under the rock. Under the rock. Under the rock. Hallelujah. Under the rock. Hallelujah. Under the rock. Hallelujah. I am under the rock. Go tell my bless you. I said, God bless you. Shame on the devil. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our time is gone. Let's bow our heads. Total deliverance. I don't know. It's a very short sermon.
I have not touched it. At all.
You know when something happens to somebody? People talk. Say this, say that. No matter what you say, let me tell you, whether good or bad, I don't have anything against you. I forgive you. I love you. I pray for you. You pray for me. How many of us who want to be remembered in prayer? Hands are up everywhere. Some are on the altar. Lord Jesus, you are our master. You are our savior. You are our protection. You are our provider. You are our resurrection. You are our life. You are everything to us. Our dear master and our God, we want to preach about your victory. Victory over sin. Victory over devil, victory over death, victory over the grave, victory over anything that needs to be conquered. You conquer everything. Father, we just want to thank you. Your children that are on the altar, those that raise their hands, you know the reason of it. Lord, meet us at the point of our needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever Satan is ruling, rearing up his ugly head, I charge you by the name of Jesus Christ. Remove your hands in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let the people of God go free.
Amen.
May they be well.
Amen.
May they receive their needs.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be thy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Say amen, amen.
Iba, iba.
Oh, blessed Saint Glory. Glory. Hallelujah, yeah. Say, glory, glory, praise,
Thank you.